Afterward, a colder war. This wasn't originally going to be an H.P. Lovecraft tribute story, honest. It was going to be about alienation and inhumanity when I started writing it in 1997. But I happened to be rereading At the Mountains of Madness at the time, and purely by coincidence caught a documentary on TV that featured one of those sinister May Day parades through Moscow, with the ranks of tanks and infantry carriers rumbling through Red Square. I couldn't help sketching in a vision of low-loaders like tank transporters, burdened with something amorphous, barely glimpsed beneath a tarpaulin, rolling past the review stand, and all at once I was left wondering, what kind of present day would Professor Pabody's Antarctic expedition have led to? Nothing good, that's for sure. A couple of years later, some of the questions raised by this story came back to haunt me in a different context as I began writing the Atrocity Archive. But I can't maintain that level of existential bleakness at greater length, which is probably a good thing.